Body donation program is a program run by the University of Adelaide on behalf of all the universities in South Australia for people, members of the public, to be able to donate their bodies to science to support teaching and research programs within South Australia. And then there's other ways that bodies can be used as well, such as surgical training as well.
As a concept, it's quite a difficult one to try and get people to one, understand, and then two, to agree to. It's something that for most of us, the thought of donating your body to have it used for something after you're gone is a difficult one to process. What kind of reaction do you get to people when you start to talk about it and broach what the bodies are used for and what they are agreeing to?
Generally, most of the people who are actually wanting to donate their bodies have already thought about it a lot themselves. They've decided that they don't just want to see their body buried or cremated. They'd rather see their body actually used for a useful purpose after they die. So generally, the people who are actually donating their bodies are actually already quite happy with the thought that their body is going to come here to the university, that it could be used for any sort of research, could be dissected, in undergraduate medical programs or the like, or parts of the body dissected off and used as, teaching specimens or museum specimens. But it's really the families, I guess, that have the difficult decision, because sometimes if the person themselves hasn't actually discussed the body donation with the family, when the family come to actually also being asked whether they agree to the donation, we then have to go through all the ways that we use the body, and that's when it's difficult for them because obviously the death's already occurred. So we often say to people when they first contact us, look, the most important thing that you have to do is discuss this with your family, like any sort of donation, be it organ donation or whatever. The most important thing is to discuss it with your family, because ultimately they will be the people who will be asked at the time of your death.
Is it something that is popular, or is it just something that's that out of the ordinary for most people that they don't even think about it after or in life and as an afterthought afterwards?
Well, there's not a massive a number of people who actually donate their bodies to science. We have approximately 80 donations a year in South Australia, but having said that, it is the highest donation rate per capita in Australasia. We seem to have, in South Australia at least, people seem to want to donate. We see this in organ donation rates as well, that primarily South Australia has very high donation rates. We don't advertise for body donors. We don't have any sort of media campaigns running or anything like that. Yet people still contact us on a regular basis. In fact, we have approximately 6,500 people on our books currently, and that equates to the 80 donors a year. But there are changes to the ways that we're actually using bodies these days. One of those big changes has been in surgical training. There's a much larger demand for the use of donated bodies for the surgical training programs, and this is because of the advent of minimally invasive surgery techniques, and these techniques are changing all the time, and so even the most experienced surgeons are having to come back in and actually learn new procedures, and so we're finding more and more that the way that we're using bodies is actually changing. Many years ago, we would have used most bodies for student dissection, for our medical programs. Then we started expanding out, and the allied health groups were starting to use bodies as well in their dissection programs. Then, as student numbers became larger, we actually ended up having to move away from dissection and began to actually prosect bodies, and that means dissect them, pre-dissect the bodies to demonstrate different muscles, vessels, the relationship of various structures in the body, so that we could actually teach larger numbers of students with the bodies that were donated. But now we've got to the stage where the surgical training has become one of the greatest uses of bodies in South Australia. One other area that they get used in a lot as well is research projects. We always say that when a body's donated to the university, that it's donated to be used in whatever way the school deems most beneficial to science. But that's not to say that the university will just use the body for any purpose that it sees, that it sees fit. Researchers will have to formally apply through the school to actually be able to use part of a body. They will have to go through ethics approval. They will have to show a reason why that body needs to be used, and they'll have to show exactly why they can't do that research in another way. You know, I mean, it's a privilege to be able to use part of a human body, and we need to make sure that if a researcher is going to use any body for any particular reason, that it is a valid reason.
Is it a possibility, say, if you were to donate your body for organ donors to start off with, that what is then left of your body could be used for research? Is that something that you look into?
Yeah, again, in the past, we couldn't actually do that because almost all of the use of a body in days gone by, bodies came to us and they were all embalmed. So that is that whilst the blood was left in the body, preservative fluids were actually injected into the body or allowed to enter the body via gravity to actually preserve the body long term for use in teaching and research. But with the advent of all these surgical training techniques, now we're actually able to use bodies unembalmed, and that is that they come to us. They're then frozen and put into a storage facility, and then when the surgeons are wanting to, or researchers are wanting to use the body, we then thaw the whole body or parts of the body, and then they can be used for surgical training, orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, ENT, many different types of uses. And so that's opened up the door now for people to be able to donate their whole organs, and then also to be able to have their body used for body donation as well.
What about if, say, a family is quite happy for you to use it for whatever uses you want, educationally or for training purposes? Is there then an option for them to say, okay, well, we'll give you a month to use the body, but then we'd like it back to maybe cremate it and carry out a service? Is that maybe something that can be done?
No, it's not really. Donations of the body to the university are unconditional. And that is because there are so many ways that we can use a body. I mean, generally, the studies of a body will extend from periods of around 6 to 8 months up to 5 years. And in some cases, we will use whole bodies for many, many years. In some cases, in fact, there may never be any remains released of the body because the whole body has been turned into teaching specimens, museum specimens, long-term, what we call wet specimens that the students can actually touch and feel, and parts of those bodies might have also been used for research. So it's quite possible that a whole body could be here for many, many decades in the program. But generally, most bodies would be here between 2 to 5 years.
I guess it's something that when you look at the intricacies of a human body and the amount of detail, and especially when you're doing training, that you really can't substitute a real thing, can you?
No, that's exactly right. And it's really important as well that if a person has made that decision that they want to donate their body to science, that the university takes on that responsibility seriously and makes sure that we use the body as completely as we possibly can for the advancement of science. And, you know, I mean, even if you're dissecting a body, you know, when you first turn that body into a superficial teaching specimen, showing all the superficial muscles and nerves, you might be able to use that for the next 5 to 10 years for that purpose. Obviously, as students touch specimens and whatever, structures can become broken. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of students that come through the lab, you know, in a year. But once that body has, or that specimen has reached the end of its usefulness, we can then dissect it further and turn it into a deeper specimen, so we can show the deeper structures of the body. Again, when that specimen has reached the end of its usefulness, we can then go down to the joints of the person. So really, we can continue using the body over many, many years to teach many different things from the one body.